new group needs your help to keep invasive plants like Bell's honeysuckle and Oriental bittersweet out of the Great Lakes region. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, invasive species experts say these woody invasives, including trees, shrubs, and vines, are some of the hardest to control.
Claire Ryan is the coordinator of the new collaborative, Woody Invasives of the Great Lakes. She says, like many invasive species, woody invasives push out native plants and damage wildlife habitats. They can cause even more problems near bodies of water, like the Great Lakes.
Under a really dense canopy of buckthorn or honeysuckle, you can expect to find nothing, just bare dirt. So that can cause erosion problems.
That can harm animals like frogs and salamanders that need both the land and the water to live. The collaborative has put together a website to help people control woody invasive plants in the Great Lakes region. It includes a list of native species you can plant instead of things like the Callery pear tree, which, despite a statewide invasives ban, is still legal to sell in Indiana. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.